Persecution in Uzbekistan has forced the church underground. China continues its crackdown on Christian activity, and pastoral training breaks new ground in Colombia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. News reports indicate Uzbekistan's evangelical churches are facing hardships. Spies, listening devices, and other types of persecution are being reported. However, despite this, Russian Ministries has some good news. Vice President of Russian Ministries Sergei Rakhuba just returned from there.
Currently, through cell groups and small groups, family churches that have to meet underground secretly, and I was surprised to hear that, you know, despite of even very hard persecution, the church is growing. Some of the pastors are imprisoned now for their faith in Uzbekistan.
Rakhuba says it was like visiting the first century church. He says Russian ministry Schools Without Walls training program is desperately needed. He says it'll also help Tajik and Uzbek believers from Afghanistan who are living there.
They want to receive some basic training and planning to move back to Afghanistan to reach out to their communities there in Afghanistan, reaching out to Uzbeks and Tajiks there.
Funding is needed to help with resources. Next, Christians throughout China fear more restrictions on their freedom to worship in the year ahead of the Olympic Games in Beijing. Christian Aid Association says already China has taken steps to expel more than 100 foreign missionaries. Most recently, the government revoked two business licenses and expelled an American businessman because of accusations of evangelism. Pray the faith of believers in China will continue to grow despite attempts to quiet them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hurricane Felix hit Nicaragua in early September, causing the biggest disaster since 1998. About 80% of the community infrastructure was destroyed. Agricultural land was flooded and crops destroyed as well. World Vision has sponsorship program areas in northern Nicaragua. Last week, World Vision's Nicaragua staff sent an additional 64 tons of aid. Pray for the team as they're meeting the physical needs of the survivors and acting as the hands and feet of Christ. Meanwhile, Global Advance's David Shibley took a frontline Shepherd's Conference into a former drug cartel region of Chocó, Colombia. Shibley says till now, there had never been any kind of pastoral training in that region before.
During those days, not only were we able to conduct this pastor's conference with some 1,400 pastors and leaders who came from all over that region of Colombia, but also there were thousands of people who attended an evangelistic event at night, and hundreds of people gave their lives to Christ.
Aside from the isolation, Shibley describes one of the discipling challenges facing pastors in this remote area.
There are few Bibles that are readily available in the remote areas, and even though there is a pretty high percentage of illiterate population. So we were able to partner with YWAM in getting hundreds and hundreds of Bibles to those pastors for them to distribute to their members.
And in Quito, Ecuador last week, hundreds of children each wrote a single verse in a giant Bible. The Bible is in progress for the International Bible Society Send the Light Ministries and HCJB Global's Bible Marathon. Within a year, they'll have the Bible written one verse at a time by the Ecuadorian people. Dr. Luciano Jaramillo of IBS STL says they hope to use every stop the Bible makes as a celebration for evangelism as well.
It will be exposed to know a little more about the Bible, and even will be people that could contact them and they can ask questions. This is an educational kind of experience also.
With 30,000 verses, they'll reach at least that many people, but Jaramillo says they're not stopping this marathon in Ecuador.
We are planning in the future to do the same thing in other countries, especially in the countries where the International Bible Society has a ministry organization, and we hope that in a few years we can cover most of the Latin American countries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.